Homily for Monday, February 22nd, the Feast of the Chair of Peter. As we enter into the season of Lent, we also take time to remember the Apostle Peter. Today, we reflect on the Chair of Peter. The Chair of Peter in Latin means Peter's seat of office. So we reflect on Peter's service or office as the appointed shepherd for the disciples of Jesus. And we keep in mind the same service given us by his successors, the bishops of Rome. We learned in our first reading from Peter's first letter that those who hold any office in the church are to tend the people in their care as belonging to God, as God's own flock. And so they are to care for them willingly and eagerly, becoming for them an example of the chief shepherd, Christ. People who hold office in the church are to become recognizably like Christ. And so we call them vicars of Christ. When we reflect on Peter as we come to know him in the Gospels, I think we have to recognize how odd of a choice Peter really is. The man chosen by Jesus to lead his disciples comes across as clumsy and klutzy. He's a blowhard who falls on his face a lot. What was it that recommended Peter for the role of leader in the Christian community? In today's gospel scene, Jesus gives Peter power, the power to bind and loose. That sounds very impressive, and it is. The power to bind and loose is the power to forgive. And certainly, Peter knew in his own life the power of forgiveness. Of all the disciples, it was he and Judas who actively denied and betrayed Jesus. Peter knew deeply his own need for forgiveness, and it was the risen Lord who forgave him. Peter knew deeply, personally, the need for forgiveness and the grace of forgiveness. I think it was this closeness to forgiveness that recommended Peter to be a leader in the church. The risen Lord led and leads through forgiveness. And that's the style of shepherd leadership he intends for the community of his disciples. Pope Francis reminded us of that in his very first major communication to the church. It was his apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel. There he takes up the question of leadership. Leadership in the church, but also leadership by the church. How is the Christian to lead? And this is what Francis says. Before all else, the gospel invites us to respond to the God of love who saves us, invites us to see God in others, and invites us to get out of ourselves in order to seek the good of others. And Francis adds for emphasis, under no circumstances can this invitation be obscured. We are to be obviously out of ourselves and seek the good of others. That's to be our leadership style. The way Francis develops this call to Christian leadership is to say that the way to be church, the way to be Pope, the way to be Catholic, is to show mercy. It's helpful to recall the saying on Francis's coat of arms. It reads in Latin, Miserando atque eligendo. It's best translated, choosing by having mercy. God chooses by having mercy. God chooses us by having mercy on us, by forgiving us. Before God and one another, that is our signature. Forgiven, receiver of mercy. Mercy is the way God shows his power, his omnipotence. And we are called to share in God's own power. The church, the Pope, we are not to see ourselves as somehow arbiters of God's mercy, but rather and only its facilitators. Peter's chair, his office and service, was to be the facilitator of God's mercy. And truly he was. It was Peter who opened up the community of disciples to non-Jews. In the Acts of the Apostles, we hear Peter saying, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon the Gentiles, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. If then God gave them the same gift he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to be able to hinder God? That question Peter asked himself is a question for us all to ask ourselves as we take up the mission and work of the church. Who am I to be able to hinder God's mercy?